little brief of the news that we got.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna let you do it.
Oh no, 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 no.
Or do you want to alternate? I just miss Nick. I want him to be here.
Because he usually does the news.
Yeah.
I'll just do the one news that I posted.
Okay, I'll
about that.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anime Summit Podcast. What up, Sexy Summit Squad? You know? You know what? It's really sad because all it is tonight is just your lovely host, Meezy Sam, and your other lovely host, Miss Danny's.
Hey, guys. Happy Pokemon Day.
Happy Pokemon Day. Everybody decided to ditch us today. No, I'm just kidding. Polka was going to be on tonight, and then I think something happened, or he just couldn't. And then Nick got sick, so...
Yeah, Nick is not with us right now. He is... I'm sure that you all heard last week's episode, and, you know, Nick strained his voice, so he's taking a break. Hopefully he'll be back with us next week when we record.
Yes, hopefully, because... He's like the hype man.
He is the hype man. And like Sam and I are just all like, they're like, hey, how's it going?
Danny's in the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Nick is the guy who is like beating the shit out of people for us. And then me and Danny are the people in the corner going, with your bitch ass.
Like we're the hype gal's hype man.
Yeah. That's in a nutshell what we do. That's what we do here. But no, you know what? We got it. We can run this shit
right
now.
We got this. Yeah, we got this.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing with a little bit of honey barbecue and a blue cheese.
Oh my God.
Do you like blue cheese? Or would you like ranch?
I like ranch.
Gross.
Cool ranch all the way, baby.
That's gross, man.
Doritos, man.
No, nacho cheese. You're
no,
wrong.
You're see, wrong. All right, see, now this is where the difference comes between New Jersey East Coast people and, you know, Central America. That's the difference.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We New Yorker New Jerseyans love them Cool Ranch. Doritos. New Jersey.
So later in the app, where me and Danny are going to go over our wish lists of sequels, reboots, remakes, things like that. Now, you probably are wondering, hey, Sam, I thought we did that topic a little bit ago. You know what? I think we did when it was me, Nick, Mac, and Cuoco, we did. Like a year and a half ago, we did. But, you know, again, now that Danny's here, it's really fun to revisit some of these old topics and go over them more thoroughly this time around. And also because we're watching newer animes all the time or remembering animes that we didn't think about the last time, I would say this time I have a better detailed list. And so does Danny. Danny's got an efficient Google Doc.
Yeah, I do, like, actually. Five pages.
I got like a paragraph or two about each thing, and she's got like five pages worth of... of stuff she wants remakes and sequels on.
Like professional way.
She's a secretary. She's a paralegal of Anime Summit. She just types real quick. Excuse me. But this also may or may not include adaptations to mangas that don't have adaptations to them. I only have one of those in mind. But even so, you know, that's something I want to see, right? So, I mean... whatever. But that being said, happy Pokemon Day. My favorite Pokemon is Darkrai and Scizor. Fuck you guys. It's my favorite shit. I love it. And Chandelure.
See, I don't know. Like, I'm like very fuzzy on the newer generation of Pokemon. I'm after the second gen, I'm like kind of clueless.
Right.
So...
I didn't play the third gen.
I didn't play the third gen either. I kind of went over my head, and like it was super hard to find again, like to play it.
Right.
So, I kind of like gave up on that, but then like, we kind of like got that reboot of like, what was it? Emerald and Ruby. I was just like, yes.
Yep. Yep. Alpha. So, Alpha Ruby Omega Sapphire or Alpha. Yeah.
Alpha yeah. Sapphire Omega Ruby. So I was like, yes. But I still haven't played it. So like it's still sitting in my DS, in my 3DS, like, you know, Danny, when are you gonna start playing me soon?
And then I play right. And then I played Gen 4 and Gen 5, and then I didn't play X or Y or Sun and Moon.
I had Y, and my cousin had X. So, and that one was pretty good. Like, I enjoyed that one a lot. I liked how they brought back like a lot of the first gen Pokemon.
Hell yeah.
So I was just like, yes, my Psyduck. I get to have my Psyduck now.
My Psyduck.
I'm a total Misty fan, and like I always go to like water Pokemon all the time. Like, my starter is always water. So
my starter is always fire, which is awesome because in Sun and Moon, it's a cat face.
It is a cat face.
And his third form, he's like a cat face wrestler fire. He's a fire cat face wrestler. Like, what the fuck do you want? Nothing. You don't want anything else. You just want Cat Face Johnson. At least that's what I want. Oh, and Pangoro. He's a big panda.
Oh, yes. Yeah. do you want to go over the like a little brief of the news that we got?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna let you do it.
Oh no, 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 no.
Or do you want to? You want to alternate? It's hard. I just miss Nick. I want him to be here
because he usually does the news. Yeah. I'll just do the one news that I posted.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, you go ahead.
Oh. Right off the bat, man.
Right off the
okay.
bat.
Okay. No, it's fine. I'll do it. So recently the Anime Awards has come to us upon us finally. And the results are in. So, and the anime of the year is Made in Abyss, which I'm all for personally because I love that show. And
right. I think that was in all of our tops in our 2017.
Yeah,
review.
It was a very high ranking for our for our list. So, and I'm just gonna run down through the categories. So, anime of the year was Man of the Abyss. Manga of the year is My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness.
I have to read this. It looks so funny.
Like, the title alone is just like, what?
What is
so,
this?
So, like, I gotta read this. Right. And the cover art is adorable.
Yeah, it is. It's super funny
like,
looking.
It's so cute. It's so cute. So, like, that's definitely, like, a plan to read. And best action, My Hero Academia season 2, best drama, The Ancient Magus Bride, best comedy, Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, excuse me, best slice of life, was Girls Last Tour, best continuing series, March Comes in Like a Lion. I'm not sure what that is.
Yep.
Not familiar with that one. Best animation. Oh, okay. Best animation, My Hero Academia. Hero of the Year. It's from Deku. My Hero Academia. Best villain is Dane. Another
My Hero Academia.
I'm like, okay, fine. Best opening, a peace sign. That's an opening for My Hero Academia. Best ending. I'm gonna butcher that name, so I'm not even gonna say it. So it's
Ishtan Communication.
Thank you. That's from Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, which that is a great ending.
It is really good. It's by Choro Ganzu, this is the artist.
Best boy is Shoto Todoroki, whatever.
Todoroki.
I am like so bad with Japanese names. It's like not even funny. Another breast girl is from My Hero Academia.
Opacho.
Opacho. Best film is Your Name. Best CGI is The Gem People, Land of the Lustrous. And best score was My Made in Abyss. So I think, like, I'm not too thrilled with, like, the shit ton of My Hero Academia because, like, there's, like, a ton of other shows in the year of 2017, to me personally, is a little bit better than My Hero Academia. So
yeah, I think this is another one of those cases where mainstream things keep their hands on mainstream stuff.
Right. You
know, it's why certain bands that deserve recognition don't get recognition.
Right.
Why certain underground artists don't get recognition, as opposed to like Nicki Minaj, whose one song has lyrics that literally just are the whole thing is, you a stupid hoe, you a stupid hoe,
right,
and
right.
Somehow that like was really popular. You know what I mean? Like it. I think I've had a like before. I was telling Danny before we started recording was like there was a bunch of my friends on Facebook who aren't on our Discord, and I don't even know if they listen to my podcast or not, but.
They should if they're your friends.
They should, yeah. Fuck you guys. But like they were just like the Crunchyroll Awards were stupid this year, and I was like, this is why you can't rely on Crunchyroll for shit, man. You got to go to listen to Podtaku. You got to listen to us. You got to listen to Manime Matt.
Yeah.
Black Critic Guy is another guy who he's awesome friend of ours, and he just like he's really critical, but he's not overcritical in the way where it's like a snob about it, you know?
Right. I never voice met him, but like I remember listening to his episode that one like way back when. So and he had and he made some pretty good points. So
yep, and he also did one episode with us, and then he also did the Ghost in the Shell review of the live action.
Right. Yeah, I think that was the one that I listened to.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure I listened to both of them. So,
but I'm with Danny on this one. I agree.
Like, does the show deserve all this credibility? Yes, I think it does. It does, even though like it's not personally for me. It definitely, like, you know, it has its fan base and it deserves its fan base. So because, you know, each generation has their, you know, Goku and Naruto. You know,
sure.
This generation is just so happened to be My Hero Academia. So, like,
it's did it deserve like all the awards though?
Probably like, not. No, but it definitely deserves the credibility that it's making, which I appreciate. But again, you know, this whole like anime awards is kind of like the Oscars. I mean, it is the Oscars. Like they're like giving it. They're giving all these categories to like. The same show, so
yeah.
I kind of understand where your friends are coming from. Where like the Crunchyroll Awards, excuse me, was shit. So like,
right. So fuck you guys.
I mean, not really, but whatever.
Not fuck
it Crunchyroll. It is what it is.
Right.
Anyway, moving on.
So the other piece of news is Netflix. They're getting more excited about anime. I think we keep talking about this. So I don't even know. Nick probably put it on here, but yes, he does. He still works while he's even sick. But they're trying really hard to grab a bunch of franchises at the moment. I'll make sure Nick puts the link in the show notes. This is a pretty good read from JapanTimes.co.jp by Roland Keltz. Netflix is animated about anime. It's a good read. Government eyes making permanent residency easier for a cool Japan talent. I don't know what this means. The Abe government plans to make it easier for foreign nationals with an okay, so for people who are good animators and stuff like that. The Abe government, sorry, not Abe. The Abe government. they so people who talents for animation and Japanese culture, they can receive like a residency visa. That's something that we do in America here as well. Yeah. I had a friend who was a talented artist, and she was from Iran, and she got citizenship and a visa here because of her talent. She was able to bypass all of that. Yeah. She's making a lot of money. She's already been in New York and California like within a week. It's crazy. Actually kind of cool. Just Google the Cool Japan initiative. Netflix is going to add In This Corner of the In This Corner of the World film on March 15th. If you haven't seen it, I definitely recommend watching it. We did a review on it. We did a review on it, so if you watched it on Netflix when it comes out and then watch our review, you totally can. That was a couple weeks ago, I think. And then the Mal Android app closed beta release. I think you can apply for this. This is closed beta, so it's only going to be for a certain amount of people. But this would definitely help me update my Mal.
Same.
More frequently, and like, because I hate going on my computer, logging in, and doing all the things, you know, like having another window open while I'm watching. It's like,
yeah, I usually like the app on my phone because, like, when I'm watching anime, like on my tablet or something, or even on TV, and I don't want to like have my laptop on my lap or something because it's a laptop. where like it's just right there. So
yeah,
it's easy. And it's simple too. Like it's not like how like the actual browser is like on when you go on your computer or something. It's like quick and simple. You know, you go to your anime list and it's like a queasy. Wow. Quick, there I go, making up words again.
Making up words.
It's a quick click. So that you can add like the next episode on whichever anime you're watching.
Quick click with the thumbs.
Quick click with the thumbs.
And
with the fingers.
And that does support Android 5.0 and above. So right now it's in closed beta for Android, and right now it's in development for iOS. So if you're an Apple user, you gotta wait a little longer. But it opens to Mal supporters on February 13th, 2018. And then open release scheduled for early March. So we'll put a link for that. The Zenil, the site administrator of Mal, posted that a week ago or so. And we'll put a link to that post in the show notes as well. And also, I don't know if anyone else here subscribes to the AI channel on YouTube, but it is a virtual YouTuber of this girl named Kazuna AI. And she is the cutest motherfucking YouTuber ever. She's like
adorable.
She's this CG anime girl with a ribbon and these lolly gloves and green eyes, and she's super cute. And she kind of just has funny videos on her YouTube channel, you know. And there's subtitles too, so you can watch her with subtitles. But I think she does reviews too. She does other funny stuff. She plays She plays Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh my god, that's insane.
And she like gets scared. It's funny. Like it's legit. But anyway, the whole thing is she's getting her own anime now, which is like super sick. That's what a lot of YouTubers strive to do, is they strive to get on TV or do directorial work or make digital shorts, things like that. And here we are. We have a virtual YouTuber getting her own show. So that's super, super, super sick.
When you have the fan base, that's definitely...
Right. That's super legit. Yeah. You know, I think she has... Actually, wait. Let me go look. She's got... I'm trying to see how many subs she's got. She's got a lot. I know it's a big number. Let's try really hard to get her as a guest, shall we?
Oh my god.
Like, how cool would that be? She has 1.5 million subscribers.
Jesus.
Yeah, so there... You know what? It's time for Anime Summit to go virtual.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy.
For a virtual YouTuber? That is super crazy. Yeah. Okay, so now, that being said, Waifu of the Week is Kazuna, because she's so cute.
She is the cute.
She's super cute. So, and then our husbando of the hour is Kentaro from Golden Boy. we'll mention him later on, and you'll be like, they said it.
Yeah, we'll definitely mention him more.
So, sequels, spinoffs, remakes that we want to see, what do you want to see? How do you want to do this? Do you want to go first and we'll go back and forth and alternate, or
Yeah, we can do that. That's definitely
I got your notes in front of me right now.
Yeah, okay. So
you do your first one, I'll do my first one, and we'll go down, we'll play hockey.
All right, I don't mind playing air hockey. Virtual hockey. Goon Squad. Okay, so my first show, and I've mentioned this before, even like on my first episode that I guest spotted on this podcast, and I mentioned it again on my welcoming episode. So my first show that I feel deserves a sequel is Fruits Basket.
Agree.
Like, come on, man. Come on, Dean Studios. Like, we need a sequel for this.
Fucking Danny in the corner. Get your shit together. Shit.
Like, we need a sequel for this. The show aired in July 2001, and it had 26 episodes, obviously, if you know. It's a classic. So, and the manga has been out for a long time as well. So, and the author is Natsuki Takaya. She, like, does amazing work on this manga. It's, like, one of my favorites. So, like, of all times. So, and, like, I can't stress enough, like, those 26 episodes, for me, were just not enough. So, the manga goes so far.
I know that's a big thing. I think that's a big thing that a lot of people want, but not a lot of people talk about often enough. Because that's almost kind of just like a... Definitely not. They definitely don't talk about it like you talk about it. That's what I mean. And right. The thing is like, that's almost just like, it's such a, that's like a major case of blue balls. Like,
it is a major case of blue balls. Like, the show, how the show ended, it was a pleasant ending. Like, it's not like I'm saying that.
Oh yeah.
It was a bad ending. It was a great ending. You know, Toru finding out Kyo's true form and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, she telling Shigure that she wants to go see Akito and everything like that. So, and that whole relationship between Toru and Akito in that last episode was just like, it was really intense.
It was because, just like, bruh.
Yeah, because, you know, Akito's eventually going to die. Yeah. So, and then, like, when they left the main house, you know, Kyo, obviously, he can't go into the main house because of the cat curse. So he waited outside and, you know, he asked, you know, so, well, you know, what happened? Like, you know, I want to know. Tell me. And Toru's all like, oh, well, you know, nothing really. It was all fine. So, and then, like, Yuki all of a sudden was all like, Kyo, let's, when we get back home, let's fight. Like, so, and like, in the manga, after that, like, it full bloomed the relationship between Kyo and Toru. You know, there were some, like, cute little moments between the two of them, and also, since, like, Toru's feelings about Kyo kind of like bloomed out and like everyone kind of knows now, Yuki is like struggling with like the two of them being together. So yeah. And also he's struggling at school because he's now the student council president and he has to deal with the student council members, which, like, the vice president is like freaking hilarious. He's like a spit, not like a spitting image, but his personality is similar to Yuki's brother, Ayami. So sure. and it's amazing. And so sure. You really have to read it because I know you're not talking about it too much because you've never read it. So
no, I only read the first three volumes, and then a friend of mine borrowed me all of the DVDs, and then I just watched those, and I didn't realize until like I had given her back all the DVDs. She's like, yeah, I would borrow you the rest of my manga, but I borrowed them to another friend.
Right.
It goes further than the anime. I was like, oh, okay, that's really weird. And I just never read them.
Right. So, oh, no, you have to, when you get the chance, like.
That's definitely, that was a thing on my New Year's resolutions. I was going to read more manga, so.
Like, there's a lot more characters. It go, like, you know, obviously you meet the rooster and the horse, finally. And you eventually meet Akito's mom. Like, she comes into the picture. And another thing that's really good about the anime is that it goes into a background, like a flashback story about Toru's mom, about Kyoko, which is really cool. So I was like on the edge of my seat. And like Shigure is kind of an asshole in the manga as well.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is what I'm hearing is, and it's what I hear a lot of Fruits Basket say, except not talked about as much as you've talked about it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why didn't you keep going?
because, what do you mean?
No, exactly. Like, well, like why didn't they
keep...
Why
did they stop? I don't know. You know, like, I didn't really, like, kind of, like... didn't like research enough like on why they didn't continue the show and everything like that at the time when I found out that the manga went past the 26 episodes that the show did. I was like, I was already content with it because I was reading it and I was finding out like the true ending of it. So right. But to me, I personally would love to see the like past the events that happened after the 26 episodes of the 2001 show.
You want to see it on the screen.
Yeah, it like, yeah. You know, I have my own imagination on like what happened because it was right in front of me. It was in my hands. I was reading it. So, but it's right. completely different when it's animated.
There's an experience to it.
It comes a lot like entertainment productions like anime and the Japanese anime productions like make it come alive whether it's good or bad, you know. So manga is all well and fine, like I'm a collector, like I collect manga, so
manga queen.
So you know, that's all well and fine. I'll have it like forever and ever whenever like I get the chance to buy it, but like it's not animated, which is kind of like different, and it's colorful. So, and Fruits Basket is so colorful.
I want to fucking see it, man. No, I get you.
And
so that's
and oh, like sorry, the manga. Sorry, no, like and the manga has a sequel. Like,
oh, I read that. I see it, and I didn't know that until I read your notes. I was like, wow, I did not know that.
It has a sequel. It's called Fruits Basket and Another. I'm just going to read it right off my notes. It takes place in the same setting as the original series. It features a new female protagonist named Mitoma. Did I say that right? Mitoma?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think
that's what it is. Mitoma Sawa? Sawa?
Sawa.
Sawa? Yep. Who enrolls at the same high school that Toru, Kyo, and Yuki did. It also features Hajime Soma, who is the oldest son of Kyo and Toru.
Aww.
So it's so cute. Like, and I read like his little like description on Mal, and it says that like he's the oldest of three siblings, and he's the student council president, which I find very cute. And like they kind of like Natsuki did like the same thing that she did with Shigure, Yuki, and Kyo, where like Hajime is living with his older cousin in a house, and like he's living with another cousin. So they kind of like did the same original like story plot kind of as the original. So Which, like, I'm kind of, like, sad about, because it's all like, well, I want to see Kyo and Toru again. So, like, I kind of, like, I really want to read this. So, I just have to, I want to buy it. Like, I don't want to read it online. Definitely. Like, this, I'm such a fan of this series too much that it needs to be in my hands. I can't have it digitally. No way.
Gotta
no
buy
way,
it,
no
right?
how. Hell yeah. I gotta buy it. So, yeah. The manga The manga got a sequel, so I think the anime needs a sequel, too.
Yeah, what the fuck? Get with the program.
All right, I'm talking too much. Next!
Listen to us! Me and Danny are right about everything, so shut up. Here's the thing. I've mentioned before that I like Sakura Taisen, or Sakura Wars. I have only played the first game, and that was on an emulator that was modded, so it was, like, kind of fucked up. But I played a modded version of it because it was in English. But I do love the OVA. There's a 4-episode OVA that was done by ADV Films, and it was great. Well, ADV Films is the American company that produced it here. But I loved it. It was awesome. Sakura Taisen is about the war against the demons and the demon army, and it takes place in, like, the 20s or the 30s or something like that. So everything is steam-powered.
Oh, I love shows like that.
And so they pilot these robots. They're not, like, big robots. They're more, like, just kind of big exosuits. So I think, like, the height of a normal one's probably, like...
Right.
I think 12 feet tall or 10 feet tall or something like that. Probably a little taller. But they're called Kobus or Ubas. And they're steam-powered. And it's about the Imperial Floral Assault Unit, which consists of Sakura, Kana from Japan, Maria from Russia, Iris from France, Rui from Turkey, and Sumire from Japan. And also another guy. So it's like one guy and these girls.
A shit ton of girls.
And they, what they do is they perform plays on stage to balance and enhance their soul. Their Reiki, I should say. Their soul power, because their soul power is what powers the Ubas.
Right.
So, anyway, what was wrong with the television series that came after the OVAs? Well,
see, was the show, that's what I watched when it was airing on the anime network on Optimum Cable.
You watched the 26 episode TV series.
Yeah. Like, I don't really remember too much of it. I definitely remember seeing it and, you know, thinking, okay, this is kind of cool.
Here's why you don't remember much of it, because there wasn't that much to remember.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of boring. You know what I mean? A lot of animes in the 2000s like that, they were just ones that were adapted from OVAs specifically, is what I mean.
Right.
More specifically from games, were not written very well. They were kind of boring. It's like they kind of didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And then they did like a movie and 5 other like OVAs and another series where it takes place in New York and it's in another Wii game, and it's like nobody knows where these characters came from and whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It kind of was just a little weird. So that's the problem. My solution is just reboot it, redo it, base it off of the first two games, the 2 Sega Saturn games, and I want to hear about nothing but the original Imperial Floral Assault Unit. So, like, Sakura and Kana and all them, and Admiral Fujita and all them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I want the Cherry Blossom Spirit Attack to be, like, the coolest fucking animated, epically animated thing ever to come out of Sakura's Uba and her sword, you know? That shit's sick, you know?
Yeah.
If anything, if you want to reboot it, adapt it out of the 2007, 2006 manga that was never finished and just finish it off. Do that. Because that manga was good. And I have all of the ones that are done so far. I don't think they're ever going to pick it up again, to be honest with you, because it was such a while ago. But
I hate it when, not that I hate it, I just get really sad when, like, authors just stop projects like out of nowhere.
It's like you understand really that something may have happened, but at the same time you're just like, I want to read it. Like,
can you finish it, please? Like,
I gave you guys money for the first however many volumes.
I beg you, I'm supporting you. I'm buying all your merchandise. I'm buying all your manga. Like, please.
I even have a limited edition super deluxe high grade model of the.
I'm a fan. Give me what I want, please. No, I get you, and like I completely understand like what you mean about like the early 2000s. Like, I totally get like like the anime that was coming to the U.S. were like they were either you liked it or you hated it, and like I feel like most of them like were flops. Like, they were good, but they were like, you know, I could watch that, but I'm probably never gonna watch it again, kind of thing.
Right. So that's my thing. I wouldn't even mind if they did four movies.
Yeah.
Like, hour and a half long each, maybe around there. That'd be cool. That'd be sick. I would watch the shit out of those.
Like, kind of like an anniversary thing or something.
Oh, yeah. That maybe. Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Maybe they'll, you know.
Maybe they'll do that.
Shit. Oh, damn. Fucking Danny's a psychic. So, yeah. All right, I'm going to throw the ball back to you. Ready?
All right, my second one.
You're supposed to catch it!
I'm catching it! My second one, again, I mentioned this one before earlier, in earlier episodes, is Princess Jellyfish. This is another show that I feel... Okay, first of all, before I even say, like, I need to throw this down. This show is great. I don't know if you've ever seen this show, Sam.
I have not.
Okay.
It was on Netflix for a long time.
Yeah, it was on Netflix for a while. It's pretty much... Hold on, let me open it up for a second. I should have wrote like a previous background check on it on my notes, but I didn't. Because I'm dumb. Oh, wait. Did I? No, I didn't. No. The show is pretty much about this like little neat girl who's like obsessed with jellyfish. Her name is Tsukimi Karashida, and like she kind of has like social anxiety. So, and she lives in this little house, and they're like full blown, like they're all unemployed, like in this house, like no men are allowed in the house. The one girl is like obsessed with like olden times, like war series. Another one is like very fashionable, and she has like old kimonos, and she like has like little China dolls. And another one is obsessed with good-looking old men. And another one is obsessed with trains. So, and then there's, like, a yaoi manga artist that lives in the house, too, but you never see what she looks like. So, and, like, Tsukimi comes across, like, this very fashionable, the Amamizukan, because that's what the name of the house is, the Amamizukan women call, like, very fashionable and very confident people stylish. So, like, if you have, like, very, like, long painted nails and, like, your hair is all dim, you have makeup and everything, they call you're called a stylish. Mm-hmm. So, which I find really cute. And, like, every time they come across a stylish, they, like, they turn to stone. Like, they just, like, don't talk at
all.
They
just freeze, like,
yeah, they, like, literally freeze, and it's so funny.
There is a live-action television drama that just started in January
of this show. I'm not that big on dramas, but I might give it a try. But anyway, so, like, Tsukimi meets this, like, ritzy, fashionable woman, like, college student, and... The thing is with this guy, with this student, is the student is a boy and he dresses in women's clothing. Like he likes to, you know, be dressed like he's a man, but like he likes to, like when he goes outside, he's very fashionable because his mom had so many dresses and everything like that. So it goes like really into detail.
That's how he feels, you know, that's how he feels.
Yeah, he feels comfortable. So, but like he has male tendencies sometimes, that is kind of funny. And like in the manga, there's a Japanese word that men usually use. I can't remember what it is. Oh, they, like in English, they use the word I. And every time, like, he's in his woman outfit in front of Ama Mizukan, he sometimes says I, and, like, some of the girls there are all like, what? You know, why did you use that term? And Tsukimi all of a sudden, like, you know, starts, like, distracting them so they wouldn't notice that, like, Kuranosuke is a man. So, and she keeps reminding him, like, you can't say that. Like, these people think you're a woman, because obviously men can't be in the apartment. So, but back to my main point. This show only has 11 episodes and it ends on a cliffhanger. So what I'm really frustrated with is that the manga, so like the end of the episode is where like Tsukimi and Kuranosuke, they like start designing like these jellyfish clothes, because Kuranosuke is very inspired by the drawings that Tsukimi draws of jellyfish. So they enter this fashion contest and they end up winning, and they wanna, and Kuranosuke wants to start making a brand out of these jellyfish dresses. So, and in the manga, that's what they're, after that contest, that's like their adventure on trying to like make these clothes. And they also like meet another character who starts making patterns for all these different types of clothes, which I find really interesting. And also, they also meet like this couple who, this like Indian couple who sells fabrics, and they're like giving Kuranosuke pointers on like how to make these clothes. So because like the jellyfish dress that Kuranosuke wore at the fashion show was really a fashionable like runway dress. Like you can't really wear it outside, like as in an everyday dress. So the challenge for Kuranosuke is making everyday jellyfish clothes that's original, which I find really interesting if you're into fashion and stuff like that.
If you're not,
I mean, it's still a good read. It has like a lot of, it's like a good cutesy like slice of life. Kuranosuke's older brother is like in love with Tsukimi, but like only when Tsukimi is like in her stylish outfits, because Kuranosuke like does a makeover on Tsukimi and she looks so adorable without her glasses and like with her hair done and everything, which is kind of funny because like Kuranosuke's older brother is kind of a socially awkward type person just like Tsukimi, so they're kind of like made for each other. It's really funny, like so a lot of funny moments.
So your wish list is basically, why'd you leave me hanging?
Yeah, I was so upset. I was just like, as I was reading it, I was just so like, God damn it! Why did they end at 11 episodes?
And the manga goes further.
Okay. And like the manga published in October 2008, and it actually just ended last year of August. Okay. So, and it has 17 volumes. Okay. My question is, why did you why? Those are pretty much all my questions on all these shows that I picked. Well, maybe except for one or two. But the three main the three main shows that I am going to be talking about is, like, I just question, like, why stop there when half of these shows are very when they came out, they were just so popular at that time and at that moment. So
I think there's only a couple of mine that I want to kind of go in depth through, but let me just quickly run through some of the ones that are just, like, really quick for me to mention, just because these are ones I think kind of everybody feels like should be things. No Game No Life, it didn't end. Like, it was
I can agree with you on that.
And then you gave me an OVA called No Game No Life Zero that takes place 6,000 years before the anime, and it's like, okay, that doesn't give me shit at
right
all. So there's that. I think you can get behind that. Everyone can get behind that. Anyone who liked No Game No Life anyway.
But isn't there, like, a rumor going around that they are making a second season?
I tried to look for that, and I could not find it.
Okay.
Everything I found was just hearsay.
Right.
So I have no idea. There probably is, and I probably just didn't look hard enough.
Right.
But, and then what else? Dragon Half was a 2-episode OVA that was actually 4 episodes, and 2 of them got scrapped. 2 of those episodes got scrapped, and to the point where they even reanimated some newer scenes in the second OVA app, where one of the characters is like, hey, but didn't you do this in the last episode? And the main character, Mink, is like, no. And then he pulls out a TV and watches the first OVA app and goes, oh, they cut that part out. It's actually, it's really funny, like, because they put that in there really quick, because they were just like, they put that in there real quick because they were just like, what the fuck, you know? So, to this day, nobody knows where that footage is, but it's called Dragon Half. It's super funny, but basically the story is that she's trying to make herself full human with a potion that she's supposed to get from the Demon King Azeta Death, and she actually fights and kills him, and then when she fights in the Brutal Killer martial arts tournament later, his son is like, you killed my dad at Azeta Death, and she's like, no, I didn't do that. And he's like, yeah, you did. It's like right here in the script. It's right here. And she's like, nah. Like, that's when he watches the thing. So in the manga, man. Actually, and in the Super Nintendo game, you go through all of that. And I don't know why that happened.
Too?
Yeah, there's a Super Nintendo game, a Super Famicom game, and I think there was a manga. Yeah, and it didn't go through all of that in this anime. I think they were trying to just, like, test the waters, whatever. Blah blah blah. But anyway, that deserves, like, at least a movie or something.
Right.
So that's the problem. My solution is make a movie. Make a movie or two. Or make a new OVA of, like, 3 45-minute eps. The first one where she goes on the journey, they introduce the characters. Second one where she gets to Azeta Death. And the third one is where they fight in the Brutal Killer martial arts tournament with Damaramu and Dick Saucer. The douchebag. Dick Saucer. I'm going to let Danny talk about this one because this one was also on my list. Beauty Pop. There's no problem with this. The only problem is that it's just a manga and there should be an anime of it. Because it could be like Food Wars, except with cosmetology and hairstyling.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah, I know, I would definitely watch that. Yeah.
Beauty Pop?
Yeah, Beauty Pop.
Yeah, no, it's super cute. Trisha has the first 2 volumes and naturally because she's a stylist. And I've read some of them past that online, and they're cool. They're super fun, easy read, cute characters, and there's a cat named Shampoo, and that's what we named our cat Boo Shampoo after. R.I.P. Boo Shampoos. Oh. But the other one I want to talk about is Martian's successor, Nadesco.
Of course.
When I did my show trade with Mac, he already mentioned most of this, so I don't really want to get into it too much, but it ended too abruptly. And the video games that take place in between the movie and after the movie don't do it justice. So what I think needs to happen is keep the movie and keep the VN, the visual novel, The Blank of 3 Years, that's on Sega Saturn. Completely replace the Dreamcast game that takes place after the movie, which is called Nadesco The Mission.
Mm-hmm.
Replace it with a new movie, have a new thing. Because they spend the whole series trying to basically get you begging on your knees for Eureka and Akito to get together. They get together in the last episode, and then, nah, we're not going to show you any more of their love. Fuck
it's
that.
It's like, sorry.
Right. And then in the end of the movie, he runs away because of all the shit that happened to him. And it's like, oh my god, okay, like, I want a happy ending, though. Like, I don't right. want this. Because yeah. even at the end of the mission that takes place after the movie, it's the same thing. They still don't find him and know where he is. And it's like, ugh. Well, okay, like, you made me fall in love with this guy for the whole show and whatever, only for him to turn into this fucking badass in the movie, and then we never get to see him again, and we never get to see him say, I love you to Eureka again,
mm-hmm.
and all that stuff, and have a happy life, and... It was an anime that deserved a happy ending, and we didn't get that. So my solution, get rid of the mission, fuck all that noise, make a new fucking movie where they find Akito, they find a way to make him better so he can be normal again because he's all fucked up from all the experiments that were done on him between the series and the movie, or right. during the blank of 3 years, and then get your shit together.
All the studios that made the shows that we're talking about, they need to get their shit together.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Stop, like stop freaking making all these fate TV show like you know shows that no one really cares about. Typically me.
typically me.
And like, give me what I want. You know, like, I fucking want my, whatchamacallit, my fruits basket. Like, I really want that. Give it to me.
I want that. Right. So I wanted to mention that one because Mac had already kind of talked about it in that app where I traded yeah. it to him, and he traded right. me Shin Sakaiori, which is also a great anime. But yeah. So Danny, why don't you go ahead? I'm going to open up the Q&A, and you go ahead and. You go ahead and do your thing, because one of the things that's on my list is also on your list.
Oh yeah. I mean, we can talk about that right away if you want.
Yeah, actually, I would like okay. to, because Nick also really loves this, and we can do this as a shout out to Nick since
yeah.
he's on here.
Yeah. So, an OVA that's on my list is Golden Boy. It's an OVA, has 6 episodes. It was aired in October 1995.
Fucking love Golden Boy.
It's so good. I'm not sure how to pronounce the studio that produced it.
I think it's just APPP.
APPP. Yeah, that's what I was like. App.
I only know it because of ADV Films, because I had the VHSs.
Same. Yeah, I have the DVDs.
I think I have a DVD, but I have all the VHSs.
It's only one DVD.
Oh, okay. Oh, duh, because it's only 6 episodes, right?
Yeah.
That might be the one I have.
This show also stars Kentaro, who is Husbando of the Hour.
That was our best dude, Husbando.
This OVA, it's like... to me, for an OVA, it's pure genius. The material is hilarious. It keeps you smirking from ear to ear, from beginning to end.
Oh yeah.
And like, Kentaro is so stupid, but he's a fucking genius. So
he is.
Like he like dropped out of law school just before, like just after he like completed all his courses before he even graduated. Like, who does that? So like, literally, who does that? So, but like what can I say about this OVA? Like, it's one of my favorite OVAs of all time. And I can generally say that.
I can agree.
You know? So, and from what I researched on the manga, because it's the resource for the adaptation. The adaptation for the anime is a manga. So, and it had 10 volumes and 94 chapters. So, and according to viewers who've read the manga, the story continues way beyond than what was left off in the OVA. So, and shout out to Cyberstar on Mal. He wrote on a review on the manga, and he said, "Back in the 90s, after watching the anime Golden Boy, I could never understand why they never made more episodes. After all, it was one of the best animated and unique stories I've ever seen. Well, fast forward 20 years, and thanks to the scary power of the internet, I was finally able to read the manga, and now I know. After chapter 5, things get really lurid really fast. Part of the charm of the first 5 chapters and the anime is that Kentaro never quite gets the girl, which is actually true because, like, you know, he like meets these women at these jobs, and, you know, these women, you know, think that he's an idiot, and then at the end of the episode, like, you know, they end up falling for him and he just leaves. So,
like, this is making me really want to watch it again. Like, I haven't seen it.
Same.
In a while.
So, Kentaro never quite gets the girl, or so to say, he gets the girl but leaves before he gets to score. Unfortunately, after chapter 5, there is an abrupt change in writing style. Kentaro not only gets the girl and multiple girls, but also sometimes the girl with scenes of cross-dressing and being a BDSM slave. I can't. Yeah, I was just like, whoa.
People are probably listening to this and they're like, man, I really gotta check this.
Yeah. All right, last paragraph. I can't help wonder if the writer after chapter 5 was pressured by his editor to add more smut, or if he was in collage taking college, the guy misspelled college, in taking a psychology 101 class. Either way, you'll love the change or dislike it. So, I kind of understand why they decided not to continue the story, because of what this viewer said. Like, maybe it was the change in the writing style. Maybe the author, you know, he was pressured into writing something more smutty, and it didn't really work. And the studio felt that it didn't really work on animation, so that could be also a possibility. But at the same time, you know, I'm kind of curious on how that story might turn out and pan out.
So are you saying, like, what kind of anime, though? Like, 12 episodes, 26, or, like, how much do you think it could go?
Maybe I want to.
Because it's pretty funny. Like,
it is pretty funny.
It's almost like, because he could just do whatever. Because that's his thing.
You yeah.
know what I mean, that's, he does.
I say, keep. Don't like reboot it. Keep the 6 episodes of the OVA, and then maybe have like a 12 episode of what happened like after, the last episode of the OVA. Do you remember the episode 6 with the movie production and everything?
Yep.
Like, after that point, have like another story.
Yeah.
Because each episode was a different woman and all that kind of stuff. So I would say, like, keep those six episodes as OVAs and just start a new series, like a 12 episode series of Kentaro's adventure continuing right after the OVA. Like they kind of did with Ancient Magus Bride, how they did those two OVAs and then they started the show.
I think this is another one of those ones where the manga went a little further too, Because there's 10 yeah. volume, and there's actually a new manga that came out in 2010.
Yeah, they did a sequel. I didn't really like see too many reviews on it. There's not a lot of reviews on it. It takes place at Kentaro taking on the entertainment business. Which I kind of don't know what that means. I kind of like the cover art of the manga has like a topless girl in the focal point and Kentaro in the background. So like, I'm like questioning, like, is it porn entertainment?
It is.
It probably is because, you know, the manga and the OVA is pretty smutty when it comes to like sexuality and stuff. Especially in that first episode and BMO baby. So,
oh yeah,
you remember BMO baby, right? And which one was it? The swimming coach, the Olympian. When Kentaro like can't swim and he like does a race against the coach and then he's like freaking drowning whole way, and then after, like, I watched the dub because it's just 10 times more funnier, and then like when he's done he turns around, he's like, so how do you like my swimming? And his face is so serious. I'm just like, damn.
As if he wasn't like fucking losing
terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, I love this OVA. It's great.
So are there any of these other ones that you want to go over? What else you got? Blood Lad?
Yeah, Blood Lad is pretty good. I'm sure you never...
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Where is it? I lost my... Oh, here it is. Okay, thanks for highlighting it. Yeah, Blood Lad... It's so good. If you like, you know, your typical, it's a monster show. So it has your vampires, has your werewolves, has your mummies, has your ghosts, all that kind of stuff. The manga published in September 2009 and it ended in 2006. The manga is about this vampire Staz. He's one of the most powerful vampires he's a boss in like certain districts in the demon world, and like he's fending off everyone who dares to challenge him. So but the funny thing about Staz is that he's kind of obsessed with human culture, especially anime, like the Japanese culture. So he likes video games, he likes manga. There's like a couple like Easter eggs of like him talking about Dragon Ball Z and everything like that. So this like Japanese girl wanders into the demon world because, you know, that's a thing. Like, it happened in Inuyasha.
That's a thing? That happens.
That happens.
It just does.
And Staz found out about it, that this Japanese girl came into the demon world. He was all like, oh, I can't wait to meet her and all that kind of stuff. And, like, to learn about everything about her world. Unfortunately, before he was able to ask her anything, the girl... was killed. So like Staz revived her as a ghost, so she has like the cute little like paper triangle headband around her, and like pretty much it pans out like he vows to help her to restore her body so she can return to her former life.
Okay. So what's your wish list for it?
My wish list for it is that this show ended on a cliffhanger. You know, this show...
Wonderful.
Yeah. No, like, I was literally... When I found out that Blood Lad was going to become a show, I was really stoked about it because I started reading it around the time that it was converted to English. So I was really excited, and when I picked it up, like I found this manga on my own. Like, no one really referenced it to me. I found it on my own, like at my local Japanese bookstore. So I was genuinely really excited about this show, and when I finally watched it and I finished it, I was just all like, okay, quickly going to the internet, trying to figure out if there are going to be a second season. Lo and behold, there was no second season. They did an OVA for it, which it kind of continues on what happens in the manga,
mm-hmm.
but to me, it wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. So, because in the show, they didn't really... They leave you off with the Japanese girl still as a ghost. She's not restored to her human form.
So the goal is not met.
It's not met. Yeah, exactly. It's not met. And the OVA didn't really do it justice at all. Like, it was just... The OVA shouldn't really have been an OVA. It should have just been two more episodes. I think it was two episodes. I believe so. It was like two episodes that could have been... the show could have been 13 episodes instead of 11 episodes. I probably would have been a little bit satisfied with it, but still, like... Even the OVA left you with a cliffhanger because Staz and Foyumi, that's the Japanese girl's name, they still have their adventure for Staz to find a way for him to restore Fayumi's form. And not only that, sure. like they encounter like other enemies. Like, there's like this hidden enemy that was made, like he was made by this like mad scientist doctor, kind of like Frankenstein, and like he like hired these like bounty hunters to encounter Staz and all that kind of stuff. And it's like it has like the manga has really good battle scenes. So, and it's funny because in the show, it happens in the show too, Staz, like he goes into his inner Goku and he starts like screaming like Goku, like, ah! And like you know, like going all like, this isn't even my true form, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I mean, I highly recommend like the 11 episodes. It's still, a worthy show to watch and enjoy if you like, you know, monster movies and stuff like that. So it's like a good original story. It's not like, I don't want to say it's kind of not, it's like Soul Eater, but not in a sense. So I don't know. I'm just really upset that like, it just like flat out gave you a cliffhanger at the end of the show. I was so mad. I still have to actually finish the manga. I have the last volume because Yen Press, who is the English publisher for manga, they like do it they like have the manga in bulk, so it's like 3-in-1 instead of like individual volumes with like a handful of chapters, so I kind of have to finish that soon.
Got you.
I want to find out what
got
happens.
You. So look, I hate to do this to you, but
oh yeah,
I'm gonna cut us off right here.
Yeah,
because there's a bunch of questions.
I didn't even have time to like post it up on Twitter, to be quite honest, because I was talking about Golden Boy and Bloodlad, so I was just all like, oh. God.
But you know what, though? Here's the great thing about this topic, okay? And I'm going to leave this all in, because here's what's important, is that we're still watching a shit ton of anime.
For real, man.
And I want to revisit this topic with Nick on, because yeah. I feel like Nick would have a ball, and we can talk about all the other things that we didn't get to talk about, because
yeah.
my list, seriously, was like 20 long. and I shortened it because I was like, this is not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And like my note, literally my notes are like 5 pages long. So,
yeah. So leave in the comments if you want us to do this topic again, because we seriously have way more on our wish list for sequels, reboots, remakes, things like that. But that being said, I'm going to go over to the Discord.
Same.
And I'm going to read questions. And if you want to skip this part, you can just turn it off right here. If not, I'm pretty sure this is going to be hilarious. So let's just let's just start. A lovely Sundari says, favorite furry? Easy, Judy Hopps from Zootopia. What are you, stupid? Get out of here. She's so cute.
I mean, I don't really have a favorite furry. I'm not
you
even
don't
sure.
swing that way, huh?
I'm not even sure what that means, to be quite honest.
You don't swing, you're not a first sexual?
I guess not. I mean, if I don't know what that means, then I guess
I don't
I'm
either.
Not.
Like, furry, does that mean, like anthropomorphic, or does that mean somebody like from Killing Bites, or what do you mean?
I don't know. I guess. I mean, but I don't even watch Killing Bites, so.
If we're talking Killing Bites, then we're talking Badger Chan. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about furries, I mean, Killala from Inuyasha would have to be my favorite furry, if that, you know.
agree.
So.
A64chan or
Trevor.
Trev. T-Dog says, new hentai episode when? I don't fucking know, but it'll be really soon. That will come out along with a yaoi episode with me and some other bitches who read yaoi.
Yeah.
Me and Danny and some other bitches who read yaoi. Nick, I'm not even going to read yours because you are a butthole. Becker said, y'all ever say fuck it and nut on the VCR? Probably 100% of the time every day of my life.
Yeah, same.
9 times out of 10 when I get a tranny boner, it's in front of my VCR. So.
Word.
Carissa Ramasamo, he was a guest that we had on a long time ago. He's one of the OG listeners. He says, can a homeboy be on the podcast soon again? We are saving you for a special AO episode, so just hang tight. I swear.
Hang tight, man. You're coming. It's coming.
A lovely Sundari said, favorite sci-fi anime? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I mean...
Gunbuster. But that's like an OVA, though. So if I had to say like anime show, probably just straight up Nadesco. I don't... Or even... Evangelion's not really... I don't know. I'm going to say Nadesco. I'll just say Nadesco. Because that's... I can't lie.
If you want to count it as a sci-fi, it would have to be between Cowboy Bebop and Outlaw Star. Both.
Oh, yeah.
Both shows are kind of like space cowboys. So, would you count that as a sci-fi?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, then, yeah, those are my picks.
Quokka said, when are you coming to visit me in Korea? When I'm not broke, honey. When I'm
seriously,
not broke.
Man.
I'm sorry, handsome. Just wait a little longer. A lovely Sundari again said, when's the last time you were racist and what did you say? The last time I was racist was, I probably was making fun of myself because I make fun of Asian people a lot. I make fun of my dad's accent a lot because it's hilarious. I probably said something like, Hong Kong, China, egg foo young. Something like that. I actually do have Chinese family, and they think that shit's funny. So, but anyway, that's probably the last time I was racist. I probably made like some fucking Asian accent, like, "Oh, the cream of some young guy, boy." Beautiful.
I mean, I make fun of my own people. I'm white, but you know, white people are dumb. So, I mean, it's really true. You know, I'm like one of those rare. I'm like one of those rare occasions where like I can be a part of like any mixed racial ethnicity, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I'm too nice to be mean, like seriously. If you know me really well, like no one has really seen me very like infumed with anger.
Right.
I'm a very, like, caring and loving and nice person. I care too much. That's just my personality. So I have too much of an open mind, and I'm very understanding, and I do not hold grudges at all.
I also do crack a lot of jokes at white people, a lot. Like,
hey,
I would
man.
Say white, whitey and honky and shit like that. And
it does not, it really
doesn't. Or I make fun of how,
me.
Like, how, like, white people, like, I always make a joke, like, oh yeah, he put a pinch of salt in his steak and thought it was spicy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because it's freaking true. Are you kidding? Like, I made curry. I made Japanese style curry the other day, and I gave it to my mom. Because she wanted to try it. Like, she's all like, how? Because I told her that I was making it, and she said, "Is there gonna be enough for all of us?" Because I live with my mom, and my stepdad. So, and I was like, "Yeah, sure. There's definitely gonna be enough for like all three of us. So, like, if you want to try it, you know, by all means."
For
so,
sure.
My stepdad liked it. Like, my stepdad kind of has, like he likes some spicy stuff, but not all the time. My mom, she liked it. It's just that it was just too spicy for her. So,
like, listen, okay, but I totally get it, because my mom's from Mexico, and my dad's from Thailand, and they both love spicy shit, but one divided by one is, like, zero, isn't it? So, like, they fucked up my shit. So, like, when I was born, they canceled each other out. One minus one is zero. So it's like, I'm not good with spices. So it's fucking
right.
weird. Because I'm Mexican and Asian, you know.
Right. So. I mean, like, I grew up in a town full of Hispanics. You know, from Dominican to Peruvian, Puerto Rican, Cuban. So I kind of, I'm okay with spices. It just has to be very, it has to be mild. Like, I don't really like hot, spicy things.
Sure.
So, I like, my taste buds just can't handle it. And that's the white person in me. So.
Okay. So, I'm just going to, I'm going to skip some of these.
Moving on.
Moving on. Thoughts on Doki Doki Literature Club? I haven't played it.
I haven't played it either. I think P-Dog is playing it.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Pray10 on our Discord. Seneca.
Oh, man.
I never know how to pronounce
Zayla,
it.
Zayla mentioned Air Gear is not mentioned as an anime that needs to be rebooted. I 100% agree with
there,
that.
There, it was mentioned. Danny mentioned it just now. There you go. I actually have to watch that still, so when I watch it, that'll probably be on my next list.
That's a very good show, and
I'm
it ends on a
Seneca.
Cliffhanger.
I'm going to read Seneca out, and then I'm going to zoom back up to where you are. Who is the baddest bitch on the podcast? That's clearly Danny. If you see her fucking style. Like, my style is, like, goth dresses and bullshit and emo Molgoth bullcrap. And her style is, like, retro grunge, short-haired, badass bitch. Like, me is just, like,
tattoos,
okay.
A nose piercing,
yeah,
gauges.
I have three tattoos.
Colored
and she's
hair.
She's got, like, a bunch of them, and they're invisible places, so it's, like, badass. okay, so I'll zoom up to Zayla. He said Air Gear. You know what? I gotta watch that. Tonto said, ¿Qué tipo de mole gusta, rojo o verde? My favorite mole is the red stuff, rojo. Mole is very delicious. You put it on chicken, you eat it with some rice and frijoles, and game over. Favorite mangas? My favorite manga right now, because I haven't read a lot, the only one I've read, I mean, I've read a lot, but not as much as Danny. My favorite one right now is Battle Angel Alita.
Mine is Fruits Basket and Hanakimi.
Pray10 said, yo, can I get your number? You already have it.
He already has it.
actually, I don't think he has mine. I'll text him later. A Lovely Sundry again said, favorite music to have sex to? Me and Trisha like to have sex to Lil Peep, or there's a song by Sid the Kid out there called Body, I think it's called. That's a good one. I don't know. Do you have sex to music, or am I the only one?
I mean,
hey, if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. Just
it depends. It depends on the mood, you know.
True
like,
that.
It's not like. It's whatever, you know?
Right. Zayla said, why is Nick so stupid? You know what? He's not here, so I'm not gonna... I can't defend him.
You can't defend him at all.
EX Dan said, La Chancla, thanks for triggering me, you piece of shit. A Lovely Sundry said favorite Satoshi work. I don't fucking know. Probably Perfect Blue. And my love for Perfect Blue was reignited when Quokka talked about it when we first started the podcast. What about you, Danny? Favorite Satoshi Kon work?
Can you define what Satoshi is?
Paranoia Agent, Perfect Blue, Tokyo Godfathers, Paprika.
Paprika was really good. I enjoyed Paprika a lot, and Tokyo Godfathers. So
nice one, mate. Nice one. Preyton said, "This is interesting. Any anime that you had to stop because something about that anime just frightened or disturbed you?" probably when I was a kid, but then I watched it again later, so I don't really know. Yeah, nothing really. I don't think. That's a weird question.
I wouldn't say frightened, and I kind of wouldn't say disturbed, but it does bother me, and it's Darling with the Franks. And
oh yeah, because the position that they're in when
it just freaking bothers stupid. Me. It's dumb, dude. That just really bothers me, and like in all honesty, I think I'm just gonna drop it because I just can't. I can't stand it. It just really bothers me.
A Raging Aztec, como estás, amigo? He said, Saltius, you've gotten over an ending. Literally just listen to this episode, and we've already told you. Kimi, Nick, okay, fine, I'll entertain you this once. Favorite anime that rhymes with Shmooshmays? My favorite anime that rhymes with that is Your Ass, My Foot. How about that? A Lovely Sundry said, trope that you hate seeing the most. I hate seeing when the two characters that you know are supposed to be together don't ever get together, but they just hint at it. That's annoying. That's fucking annoying.
Yeah, I would agree on that.
Fumi said, in response to the topic, I'm going to throw Gunsmith Cats out there, blah, blah, blah. Hey, that makes a lot of sense. I agree. You know what? I'm going to skip some of these. Danny.
God damn it.
If you're seeing any that you want to answer or read.
Let me see.
Because I shouldn't read
Becker
all of them.
Says, y'all ever say fuck it? Oh, wait, no, you already said that already. Wait, hold on. Oh, here we go. Who was your very first waifu or husbando? I can't pronounce the name. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Seneca. I always just call her Seneca because I don't know.
Seneca.
I don't. You know, that's a good question. Oh, you know what? Probably Sailor Moon, if I'm being serious, because that was the first anime I watched as a kid. If I'm talking for real though, it would be Mink from Dragon Half.
Yeah, I mean,
for sure. Because when I watched that, when I watched that when I was younger, I was like, oh my god, she's so amazing. She's a dragon. And
My first waifu, like, ever, in all honesty, it would have to be Misty. Because Pokemon was my, aside from Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z, you know, Pokemon was my first anime that I've watched. And Misty would have to be my first waifu. My first husbando, though, was Shishomaru.
That was my first husbando.
So, Quokka has a first waifu.
Okay, yeah, let's say Quokka's. Asuka Soryu Langley. Yeah, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Because Asuka's... She's best girl in Evangelion, so...
Yeah.
Quokka is... He's... So, if you don't know right now, he's like, listening. And, and he's, like, talking to us at the same time.
Through Discord.
Because he was supposed to be on this episode. I think we mentioned that earlier. But what else you got, Danny? What else?
A raging Aztec asked tacos or burritos.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos. Taco Tuesday. Like, hello.
I love tacos.
Tackles.
Especially on a corn tortilla. It's my favorite. Hold on a second. There's, let me put this.
Zayla asks, who the fuck is ready for spring? I'm not even talking about for the anime.
Yeah, I live in Minnesota, so.
If I was still living in Jersey, yes, I would say I am ready for spring. However, I'm living in South Carolina now, so it's kind of like spring already down here.
Sure.
It's been like in the 70s and like the 80s for the past couple days. Although it was raining the other
today
day.
In Minnesota, the high was like 37 and I was outside in my shorts. I was like, I'm barbecuing right now.
Yeah.
Tonto said, ¿crees en La Llorona? He's asking if I believe in the Weeping Woman. I think it's like an old folklore. I think it's a Spanish folklore too.
Mm.
I do, and she freaks me the fuck out. So thanks for triggering me again. what else you got? What else you got? I'm scrolling down. Oh, there's
lovely,
some new ones.
A lovely Sundere asks, so what piece of anime loot do you wish you had? That's an interesting. That's an interesting question. I want to say in all my years of being a fan of anime, I wish I had more figures.
Same. Like, they're 12, so expensive.
I want to say like 12 years. I've always collected manga. Like that was my big collection. Because that to me at the time, that was the closest access that I had to a collectible and DVDs. So, like Suncoast and like Sam Goody's, they didn't really have, I mean, that's the generation.
My cousin Mario, who got me into anime, that's where he worked with Suncoast.
They didn't really have like a lot of like figures. So
no. Yeah. No, they had like Toonami stuff, like Dragon Ball Z and Gundam Wing stuff, but yeah, they didn't have anything else.
So I guess like that would be like the anime quote unquote loot that I wish I had. I'm getting there. Like I have like a couple of figures, but
right, definitely I've since seen... I started this podcast, I've been wanting figures way more.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna. You know what? Let's go down a little bit more.
Let me see any new ones.
Zayla said, what is your favorite D&D memory? My favorite D&D memory is when we did a random hero selection thing. I went into a cave because I was a chemist and I saw a flower. That flower turned out to be an antenna of a praying mantis and it cut my head off and I was dead for 3 weeks. Moving on. Anyway. who will walk out of WrestleMania, the WWE champion? I don't fucking know, dude. I'm with whatever Danny says. Because I haven't watched it.
For women's champion, Asuka.
Asuka.
Hands down.
Asuka.
Empress of Tomorrow, hands down. For the men's Universal Champion, I don't know. All I know is that I don't want Brock Lesnar to be Universal Champion on Raw anymore. That's for sure. Real. I'm so freaking bored of him. Moving on.
Pfizer Visual said, why won't you look at me during? Because I haven't seen you, bro. Like, we haven't done it. If we do it, I will look at you straight in the eye as we're doing it. Real talk. Quokka said something here in Korean. I don't know what that means. So, like...
English, man. Sorry.
English, motherfucker. Nate said, where is Quokka? Why is he a Korean pop star and idol now? Does he know Psy? Quokka is...
How's your Gundam style?
How's your Gundam style? I think Quokka is... Well, no, because he went to Japan... For
he
a little
did.
Bit.
Yes.
I think he's back in Korea now, but he is acting in a bunch of, as an extra in a bunch of movies and I think television shows right now in Korea. Does he know Psy? I have no fucking idea. But that's where he is right now. And he's getting to the point where he's starting to become more settled. So he will be on future eps, I hope.
I'm hoping too. I mean, Quokka's listening in on our record, so...
Right.
You know.
Seneca said, who was your first kiss?
My dog.
my first kiss, like, real, like, romantic one was with... I'm not going to say her name, but it was in junior high, and she was, like, my second, like, serious girlfriend, because I didn't kiss my first serious girlfriend. She... Like, actually, we watched Inuyasha together a lot, which is kind of cool.
LOL.
But yeah, it was kind of dorky, kind of nerdy. It was kind of stupid. But no, I still enjoy it. I am very fond of that memory. Zayla said, deep dish or thin crust? Shut the fuck up, dude. Okay, like, you want to fight right now? That's what we're going to do right now is we're going to fight? This is a podcast. Don't start that shit.
First of all, the best pizza that you will ever get is in New York and New Jersey. Anywhere else, it's shit.
Yeah, that I don't
know. So, hands down. And if you do come across really good pizza in a different state that isn't New York or New Jersey, they're most likely 100% from the tri-state area.
They're probably a guy who was from New York.
So.
Who brought it over. Yeah.
And, and just to put it out there, how to eat a pizza properly is that you fold it in half and then you eat it. You don't eat it. You don't fold it and then eat it. You don't eat it with a fork and knife. You eat it with your fucking hands and you fold it. That's how you eat a fucking pizza, bitch.
I normally fold it.
That's how you
and supposed I only start, to eat and it. And I only started doing that after I watched the pizza show on Munchies, which is a great YouTube channel. Mm. I'm going to scroll down a little bit more and then we're going to come to a close soon. Cake or pie? Pie, obviously. Seneca, thank you.
Why do people not understand that cheesecake is actually pie? I don't know, man. And actually, I didn't even know that cheesecake is actually a pie.
Yeah, because it's a pie. It's a crust at the bottom with the content on top.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's why it's called cheesecake
is because I think it's the flour and the eggs are in the cream cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would.
Kuoka said he tagged me. I don't know why. And said, how in love are you with the team leader of Korean Olympic curling team? I don't know. I haven't seen her. Maybe if I see her, I'll probably.
Pretty cute.
Let's end it on this question because this is really cute. I think this is really amazing. Zayla is a very, very active member on our Discord now, and he's very fun to talk to. He's super sweet. And he asked, if I met myself, would we get along? You hope you grow and mature, but you have turned into someone that you view as a dick. But you... Oh, I thought he was asking if we met him in IRL. Oh. Okay, never mind. No. Well, I mean, I think we'd get along. I know you and Danny would get along.
My internet boyfriend. I mean, if you met yourself, like, from, like, talking to Zayla, like, having conversations with him on the Discord and everything, like, he seems nice. And he's funny, so I like that kind of question. Like, if you like, what would you do if you met yourself? Like, would you like yourself? I don't like, I can't like give you like an actual answer on that because it's like that's your personal thing, like whether you think you would like yourself. With me, I might. But at the same time, like, knowing me, I wouldn't really, like, associate myself with a female because I have a lot of guys that are friends. And I like, have, like, a guy mind. So if I ever saw myself, I probably would, like, associate with her just a little bit. But we wouldn't be, like, close friends, really. So that's my answer.
Okay, so Kuoka... sent me the link. this can't be her. Is this for real? Those glasses are kind of killing me. I'm not going to lie to you. that's funny. She's kind of cute. Yeah, so you know what? I'm going to close this now. That was pretty fun.
I enjoyed it.
If you want to ask us any more questions, feel free all the time. It doesn't matter. We'll
answer them. Yeah, Twitter, Discord, you know, iTunes. I'm pretty sure we would like to review some iTunes.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. Seriously, leave us reviews on iTunes because we love to read them on the show.
And YouTube.
YouTube comments are always great. I see a lot of YouTube comments on the Crunchyroll Awards too, as we mentioned earlier. So there you know. So, so me and Danny also were talking earlier about certain fun things that we're gonna give to you guys, but we'll mention that later, so hang on
it's
to that
in
thought.
The works
it's in the works, but if you want free stuff then make sure you're showing the love.
Oh my god, okay.
Sam, calm down. That being said, I had a lot of fun. Danny, did you have a lot of fun?
Of course I do. I always have a lot of fun.
You know what? Fuck Nick, dude. We run this shit.
Oh my god, no. Like, we need Nick. I mean,
we come run on. This. No,
it's Kuoka had a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, Kuoka in our private channel was like, I had a lot of fun. I really wanted Koka to be on tonight. Like, God, same. I'm a dick. Okay.
Same. I really, like, I've been on the podcast for, like, what, 2 months now? It's going to be 3 months in March. Like, it's, come on, guy. You need to get your shit together.
I do miss Mac and Koka. I do.
Same.
Like, I do. Mac knows he's welcome on here anytime.
Always.
So, but anyway, we love you guys. Leave us a review on iTunes, please, so we can read them on the show next week. Also, be sure you subscribe to the YouTube and subscribe to Anime Summon Extra on YouTube as well, where Quoka's putting a lot of Let's Plays of his PS4 games, and I'm putting on Sam's Waifu Fight Nights, where I play fighting games and kick y'all's asses and get my ass kicked. And I'm pretty soon, I'm going to put a video of me kicking Danny's ass on Street Fighter V. It's going to be fucking funny. It's going to be great. Well, actually, she might kick my ass.
I highly doubt that I will kick your ass. I highly doubt it. I'm going to be losing a lot.
And you know what? Let us know what your sequel, remake, and reboots and spinoff wish list is. Because we want to know. Because obviously there was some mentioned in the Q&A channel just now. And you know, we're going to do this episode again with Nick on and hopefully Coke on. And we're going to get into their minds a little bit and see what they want to see extra stuff on. So thank you for listening. I've been your lovely host, Sam the Bomb, the Jerky Tom, the Mom. And she has been Danny.
The Fanny.
Yes. I was hoping you were going to say it.
No Danny Foreskin, even though like a lot of people are all like, Danny Foreskin. I'm like, no. No Danny Foreskin.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you for all the questions. I love you guys. We have been the Anime Summit Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.